We do a few things. We help to ensure that the standards of practice and education for physical therapists and physiotherapists from the moment that they enter their program in a university, their entry to practice program, and across their lifespan are the highest standards that can be attained in the country. So we work with countries that need help to raise their standards, and then we draw on the resources of many of our countries at very high standards and share those around the world. So that's one of the things that we do. We also act as a repository or an observatory, and we gather information about physiotherapy, perhaps workforce issues, the state of the profession in certain countries, so that we can provide that information to either regions or other member organizations so that they can use it in their advocacy efforts. And we provide a wide range of resources on our website. For instance, in the areas of disaster management, we have resources for World Physiotherapy Day. So a lot of what we do is about really trying to empower our member organizations to be the best versions of themselves.
Do any of these programs cater for African countries?
Well, we have our first Congress in the Africa region in 2017. Congo is a new member of our member organizations, joined at our meeting in Singapore in 2015. The Africa region is one of our five regions, so we work with a large number of member organizations, either to connect them with other organizations who can help them or to work with them to develop physiotherapy in their countries. Of course, for instance, in Malawi, the first education program for physiotherapists only started a few years ago. So we were able to work with our colleagues there who were developing the program to connect them with international experts who were going to be willing to help in the development, but also to give them and share with them the resources that we have around development of a curriculum. We're really excited that we're going to be in Cape Town in July 2017. So the focus of our work over the next 2 years is going to be very much on how do we create a great program in 2017? How do we work with our member organizations to ensure that physiotherapists within the Africa region can travel to South Africa to attend the Congress? What do we need to do to connect them with other organizations that might provide support and resources in that regard?
Generally, are you happy with where the profession physiotherapy is today and where it's headed?
Overall, yes. I think it's very diverse. So across the world, there's huge diversity in terms of numbers, in terms of development. The educational programs still range from a diploma in some countries to a doctor of physical therapy in other countries. So our strength is in bringing together the organizations in one voice and embracing that diversity. So there are places that we need to go, but we need to bring everyone on the journey. So for me, yes, I'm really happy with where we are.
What would you say are some of the successes worth mentioning in terms of the role that physiotherapists have played, you know, to help address some of the health threats the world is facing today?
Okay, well, key, obviously, is the whole issue of the non-communicable diseases. And one of the key issues that's been on the agenda here at the World Health Assembly is childhood obesity. So physiotherapists are committed to working with individuals and with communities and with health services to try and understand the challenges that people face when we want them to be as active as they should be to meet the recommendations. So for us, that's a key area of development in terms of working with our organizations to really, if you like, create the resources for our physiotherapists in all parts of the world to have that support and resource to bring those arguments to people. So World Physiotherapy Day is held on the 8th of September every year, and the theme is always movement. So it might be movement for life, it might be fit to take part. And we take that theme, and what we do is we create some fantastic resources around that. And then our member organizations take those resources and they bring them to their homes, to their communities, and they create their own ways of celebrating World Physiotherapy Day. But in doing that, giving something back to the communities that they're in. And that's a fantastic success. And it's one of the areas that we're very proud of because of the way the resources are used. And then we draw in the stories and we use them to celebrate how we've come together in different ways to really push the public health message about activity and exercise and how important that is for everyone, from the smallest little children to the oldest people in the world.
You mentioned that one of the messages that you always try to get across is the importance of movement. Are people beginning to get the message? Are they moving more?
It's a challenging message, right? And I think the key is physiotherapists can't do it on their own. I think that's the other thing. I think we have to work with the doctors, with the nurses, with the nutritionists, with the public policy place. But I guess if we fail, we failed society. So the burden is very, very much a very key responsibility for us. But it's not just our responsibility. It's the responsibility of town planners. It's the responsibility of schools. It's the responsibility of individuals. So understanding how we can empower people to be more active is one of our key issues. And one of the areas we'll have to start understanding a bit better. So are we winning? No, but we're fighting a very strong fight, and I think we have to win, because if we don't win, well, the alternative is inconceivable.